This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Text at 701-226-8503. Brought to you today by Oasis Petroleum. If you go to oasispetroleum.com/careers, you will find they need you. Or if you know somebody or know somebody who knows somebody, oasispetroleum.com/careers. Check that out. Six after the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell. Kevin Flynn is wandering around someplace here. Scott Henin is not, but in. Twisting everybody's arm on their prediction for this weekend's big football game. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is here.
Well, thank you, Todd, and welcome back to our listeners for the second hour of What's on Your Mind. We've got Mike LeBeau, the president of Sanford Bismarck, and also in the second half of the hour, we'll have NDSU President Dean Brashani. Congressman Armstrong called back, by the way. I forgot to allow enough time for him to make his prediction on the big football game this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say,
and
he said
the fighting... I'm going to say Hawks. He didn't say Hawks, but he said the Fighting Hawks will cover the spread.
Ah. What is the spread anyway? Do we know what the...
A texter told me the spread is 30.5 points, but so pretty politically savvy answer to say.
It would be kind of interesting if the Bison won all these games but failed to cover the spread on a bunch of games. It would be kind of interesting to see that if things play out that way, because so far they didn't cover the spread over the weekend, despite the fact they won by a bazillion points.
Yeah, they won by 47. The spread was 48. So I don't think he knew what the spread was. But good political answer. So far we've had all
been a lot of that today.
We've
hasn't
had
there?
all UND guests on the phone so far. So President Brashani, if you're listening, get ready, buddy. So my next guest is Mike LeBeau. He's the new president of Sanford Bismarck. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ron.
So you've been around Bismarck a long time, not new to Sanford or Med Center or any of that, but give us a little backdrop on who's Mike LeBeau.
Well, I'm a North Dakota native. Spent majority of my life here. I've been in Bismarck now for 12 years. Started with Med Center 1 as part of the merger group as we went through. Started my career, I'm a nephrologist or kidney doctor by trade. I also did internal medicine and just closed my practice here in March as I changed jobs. As I went through my career, I actually was active with Sanford Health. I was on their board of trustees for approximately 5 years, also stopped this year as I changed jobs. And I was the vice president of clinics over the last 5 years. Got a great chance to work with Craig Lambrecht, who I replaced, and he decided... He wanted to try one more adventure in life, and he's moved out to Montana, and so I stepped in officially March 1st, so, and kind of a whirlwind.
And Craig's doing just fine. I ran into him recently, and he's got a big task on his shoulders, but he's got big shoulders. He does love the scenery up in that Whitefish, Montana area, and he said there's lots of fun things to do, but I know he misses Bismarck, and he misses all of you guys a little bit. So from North Dakota, I'm not sure if you said where you grew up in North Dakota.
I did. I actually grew up in Lignite and Portal, graduated from Burke Central up on the Canadian border. I think of Newtown as home. Both my parents are from Newtown, and that was kind of home base for a number of years. My wife is from Newtown as well, so...
And where'd you get your medical degree at?
So I'm a UND graduate, finished in 2002. I went off to Wisconsin. I did an internal medicine residency at La Crosse, Wisconsin, Gunderson Lutheran. And then I went on to the University of Iowa where I did my nephrology or kidney training.
Well, we're glad to have you back in the great state of North Dakota, Mike, and bringing your skills and your expertise back. And obviously done a great job at Sanford and had the confidence to... put you into the president's role, so lots going on over at the hospital and the whole Sanford system. So why don't you give us a little backdrop on maybe we'll start with what's happening on the outreach, because I think that's a big deal, certainly across western North Dakota and some of your clinics and areas out there.
from our perspective, outreach is really the key strategy as we go forward. We see ourselves as being the leading tertiary care or referral center for Western North Dakota. Our Sanford philosophy is care close to home. We feel that we have to deliver services in each of the communities that we serve. Perfect example is Dickinson. If you look at Dickinson, our growth in Dickinson is outstanding. We actually are sending cardiologists out there now 12 times per month, starting to look at recruitment and what that looks like. We actually added and expanded infusion services so people can get care out there, and we're bringing more surgical subspecialties out there. I think with this growth and, you know, our unprecedented growth that we have, we're really working on expansion of our main campus here in Bismarck. Perfect example is we've actually updated our imaging. So we have two brand new CT scanners. They're as state of the art as anywhere in the country. We have a new MRI machine that's all attached and in-house. We lived with the unfortunate challenge of having to take all of our patients to an outpatient MRI center. We're excited. Our new center is outstanding. In-house, it really is very efficient and very convenient for patients.
Mike, if you go into the Bismarck hospital facility, and it's kind of like trying to drive across the North Dakota Highway in the middle of summer. It is a construction zone here, construction zone there. That's got to be a pretty big challenge for your team over there to run a first-class healthcare facility amongst all of this additions and growth going on.
Yeah. When you look at it, it's an everyday challenge. If you look, most days we're at or near capacity. So we're moving patients through. And at the same time, we're breaking down walls. For example, we just have our OB or women's center and our neonatal intensive care units that we are actively growing. So each and every decision has to have patient first and has to have patient quality and patient safety first. And so I think they're dealt with. But if you look at our NICU, we're at capacity every day. We're actually going to double the number of NICU beds. We're actually going to have 24 beds. 18 of them will be private. So it'll be a state-of-the-art neonatal intensive care unit. Our OB suites, we're actually going to have the room to double the number of deliveries that we're able to do.
Mike, all of that growth is spurring just a tremendous amount of obviously need for physicians, but nurses is really the challenge, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. If you look at workforce development, we're just one of many industries in North Dakota that deal with workforce development. We've been very proactive. We've had the opportunity and a lot of like-minded folks. We work with the healthcare systems here in Bismarck to think about workforce development. We've had the opportunity to work with Bismarck Public Schools and all of the universities to think about a pipeline of workers that we have coming in. It's a struggle going forward, but it's one I think we, each and every person in enterprise, has to tackle this head on.
We've got the presidents of North Dakota's two largest universities as our guests today. When you talk about healthcare and you talk about, potentially growing number of students graduating from North Dakota high schools, as we've seen our population surge, how do you make healthcare part of the vision of these young people and understand the opportunities as before them?
We have to reach out to students sooner. We need to be active in junior highs, elementary, junior high. I think we have to offer different high school programs. I think the children of today's world are different. They're much more sophisticated. They have much more access to data than we ever had when we were kids. And so to meet them in their environment with the ability to help build programs and interest, I think is important.
I'm assuming the shortage of nurses and physicians is not something unique to North Dakota. So are you still able to recruit them into North Dakota, or we need to grow more internally in the state?
I think both. We have to figure out a way as North Dakota to become even more outgoing. We've got to be able to reach people and bring them into the state. I think North Dakota sells itself. I think living in Bismarck sells itself. If we can get people to Bismarck and they understand what quality of life is, what hardworking, kind people are, and what that means to raise a family, I think that sells itself. We just got to get people here. Second part, and I think a bigger challenge and one that I think is more achievable, is convincing our young folks that North Dakota is the place to start their career and raise a family.
And when you just look at how many new docs, the number is staggering, how many new docs you've hired, how many you need.
It really is. If you look at Sanford Bismarck, when we talk about unprecedented growth, we're talking about three times the number of people. We've actually hired 50 new providers so far in 2000.
We're going to be back with Mike Laveau right after these messages.
What's in Your Mind will be live in Big Iron for the Butler Machinery exhibit again this year. A broadcast brought to you by Butler Machinery, Piper's Auction Realty, MacDon, North Dakota Farm Bureau, and Ellingson Companies. Stop by. They'll be giving away AM 1100 hats and swag, 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Tuesday, September 10th through Thursday, September 12th next weekend. Big Iron, listen and see the show.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables, too. We talk spas, we talk saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, you know, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just... is truly part of every day made better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table, that's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UND tables, and even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University, and you can totally customize it if you'd like, and the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, spas, pool tables too, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. And now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the radio listener specials. You can save up to 50% on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more, because it shouldn't just be your head. It should be your whole body. Right? The body pillow, regularly $89.99 with promo code Scott. get it for just $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 50%, including the body pillow for just $29.99. Promo code SCOTT. You can also call 1-800-506-9028, 506-9028 for those great specials as well. 21 after the hour, it's What's Your Mind In for Scott. End of the day, Ron Ness is here.
Well, thank you, Todd. We continue our discussion with Mike LeBeau, the president of Sanford Bismarck. Mike, we talked about the outreach. We talked about the facility and all of the growth within the facility. But you guys got a lot of exciting new programs going on. You want to cover a few of those and just so people of the community understand what's going on at Sanford Bismarck?
I'd love to. I think our first program that we've kind of worked on is interventional radiology. It's kind of a new specialized, you know, radiologists who do procedures. We're fairly new to the game. We've actually only been doing interventional radiology in Bismarck for 2 years. We just opened up our first interventional suite, and we're just currently constructing our second interventional suite. With this, this gives us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week stroke coverage, and so a new way to treat strokes. We're really excited about that. We have some excellent providers, and you see the growth and the resources that we're able to give to our community. Second one is we're starting a surgical intensive care unit. As we've grown kind of more into a tertiary care procedural hospital, we see more and more patients that need more and more advanced care. We're actually just starting our surgical intensive care unit. We're starting an outpatient surgical center. It's also more growth to come. It really helps offload our inpatient hospital, but really allows a better patient experience when they're doing outpatient surgery. I think our program we're most excited about is our heart program. We've spent the last 7 years building our heart program. We actually have 25 providers that we have in our current heart program. We offer a structural heart program. We're really one of the only ones here in the western side of the state, including TAVR, which is an advanced aortic valve replacement technique that is non-invasive. We're really expanding community outreach. We're just getting ready to start heart attack programs in our outlying facilities to try to get people into our cath labs quicker. The quicker you get in the cath labs, the better outcomes you have. We're starting specialty clinics, including congestive heart failure, valve clinic, device clinic, and we're excited that we're actually going to start electrophysiology, or the electricity work of the heart. We're actually starting that in November. So you can see that's a comprehensive heart program. That's one that you'll see. Only thing we don't do is heart transplant and some of the advanced left ventricle devices. But overall, it's something you should be able to get all your care. There's no reason to fly over Bismarck in today's world of heart. The other program we're really excited about is behavioral health. It's a commitment to our community. We see in Sanford Health the need to grow behavioral health. One of our more innovative programs, we actually get to work with the school system. Russ Reel from Simley Middle School has included us in his state program. We actually get to work with the Department of Human Services about bringing behavioral health right into the schools for at-risk children.
Mike, I think the takeaway from all of this is that being part of the Sanford Network has really allowed you know, formerly the MedCenter One, now to become a world-class, almost on the level of Mayo-type resources at the disposal, whether you don't have it in Bismarck, you may have it in Fargo or Sioux Falls or Bemidji, but you're really creating a big network. And part of that discussion now, recently, Sanford announced a merger with Unity Point. Do you want to talk a little bit about what that means for citizens of North Dakota and their health care going forward?
Yeah. We don't shy away from mergers at Sanford. We think that when we find like-minded folks that have the same missions and values, we do better together. Unity Point is no different than any other discussions we've had. Unity Point is a fantastic health organization based out of Iowa. They have 9 regions. And as we sat down and visited about what we could do better together, we found lots of things that we could investigate and go forward with.
So you're expanding the region of and the reach of Sanford into more of the Wisconsin, Iowa, even into Illinois, I believe. Is that right?
That's correct. We actually go as far east as Peoria, Illinois. Unity Point has, they're located in Madison, Wisconsin, Des Moines, Iowa, and then across Iowa.
Well, more big changes ahead for an already busy squad over at the Sanford team, and we thank you for taking on the big role and keeping things hopping here in Bismarck, because I'm just very pleased with what we see in terms of the new services being offered, and certainly Sanford Power and all of the things for kids. So, Mike, we're about to wrap up here. UND graduate, there's a football game this weekend. I don't know if you've heard about it or not, but we need a prediction.
We've had
a lot of people waffling here. So, UND med school graduate, Western North Dakota kid. What's the outcome going to be on the big game on Saturday?
First off, I'm looking forward to this game. This is a long time coming. You know, spread might be 30 points, but everybody knows rivalry games are tough. Big undertaking for UND to start, you know, traveling down to Fargo. But I believe that it comes down to the final possession. I think UND plays with them. I think they slow the game down, get their running game going. I think it comes down, and I think UND wins on a last-second field goal.
There we go. I love it, Todd. Congratulations, Mike.
How about
to stand
that?
Up for it.
Yeah. An actual prediction. How about that?
It's on the board. So, Mike, thanks for being our guest today. And as I said, make sure you find some time to have a little bit of fun and enjoyment across North Dakota this fall. But it's a big job, and we're glad you're there doing it for all of us. So thanks very much.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Todd?
An actual prediction. How about that, huh?
Well, you know what?
Putting it right out there.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll see what Dean Brashani has to say in the next half hour, but lots to discuss with Dean going forward as we look at so many of the things Mike's talking about. It comes down to great people and where we're going to find these great people from North Dakota's university system and across the country. So
you guys are old, though. Med Center 1? I mean, that's an old... I don't remember the name like it was yesterday. I'm just teasing. Although there are plenty of people that are probably scratching their heads on. I don't know that
name. Q&R Clinic, Todd. You throw that one
out? Uh-huh. There you go. Any other way back, sir?
Yeah, it's all
Bismarck
it's all
General part of Hospital or whatever it was.
It's all part of the squad, I guess. So,
don't say the squad. You can't use that anymore. Remember?
Oh, no, I missed that.
AOC, Tlaib, all those guys. They're known as the squad.
Oh,
so, yeah. You don't. Yeah, I can't use Todd Squad anymore for anything I do on the radio.
Really?
It's been tarnished. It's been tainted.
Now I know. Now I know. We'll be we'll be back with more of what's on your mind.
The good squad, the medical squad.
Where we
just don't say the squad.
Got Todd somewhat back to off his double latte whatever this morning, so he's calming down.
Old black coffee.
You got him sitting down.
I drink my coffee black. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. More what's on your mind on the way.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
The most productive combines in the world just became the most affordable. Harvest this fall with a used Gleaner combine from Butler Machinery and save with super low financing. You'll get 2.5% financing for 60 months on a used Gleaner combine. And that's not all. You'll get the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance with the grain-saving, fuel-efficient features of the Gleaner. Check out the used Gleaner combines online now at butlermachinery.com. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian's been downgraded to a Category 3 storm after slamming the Bahamas as a Category 5. It's now crawling towards the eastern Florida coast. It's expected to stay offshore and then move up to the Georgia coast, where the Governor Brian Kemp says he's already issued a mandatory evacuation order for several counties near the water.
Georgia's in a unique position. I keep telling people yesterday when I was down on the coast, I feel like we're the traffic light because we've got this storm with people from Florida coming through Georgia. People from South Carolina are coming to Georgia to get on our interstates to evacuate.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin just announcing he's ruling out a run for governor of West Virginia again. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
An incredible economic opportunity and tremendous chance for growth, and that makes it an exciting time for the University of Mary and everyone it serves. Responding to the urgent workforce needs of the boom, the University of Mary has launched a new School of Engineering to fill the region's thriving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. That's because the University of Mary never stops innovating ways to serve. That service starts with its students and spreads out in all directions to serve its communities, the state, the region, and beyond. With the new School of Engineering, the university will be preparing engineering graduates poised to become the next generation of dynamic industry leaders. Find out more at umary.edu. 27 before the hour. So what's in your mind? Scott Hennon on assignment today. I was talking with somebody that, well, why couldn't Scott just do his, you know, he can't do the show via Sky phone. And I was reminded, well, you can use your regular phone. I'm like, that would actually sound really nifty, though, if Scott were on a plane via Sky phone on what's in your mind, but then it would be pretty annoying for all the other passengers. Well, that guy shut up over an F4 or whatever seat he's in.
Well, that's why we got Ron Ness here. Scott not being here today, we've had a lot of really bright, bright North Dakotans on the guest list,
including
today.
Ron Ness.
Well, I think that we're outrunning our coverage here today a little bit, Todd, to tell you the truth. But that happens on a regular.
Well, if you're going to beat the spread, you got to outrun as much as you possibly can. Right?
Not to be outdone. Our good friend and finally a fellow Bison, Dean Bresciani, NDSU president. Are you on the phone with us this morning?
Good morning, Ron. Yes.
Hi, Dean. Great to have you.
Great to be on.
We've been talking with a lot of different folks today about workforce recruiting and about what's going on campuses and all those things. So you've got about 2,200 new students up on campus at NDSU. What's the mood of the new student these days?
You know, we've all been talking that there's something in the water. The enthusiasm and the energy of this incoming class is unusual. They're showing up in record numbers for events. They're attending their classes. They're taking pictures by the Bison statue. That they are excited to be here, and you can't help but notice it.
Dean, I don't know if you're in an engineering lab, or whatever you're at, but if you can either take that off speakerphone, or we're getting a little bit of feedback. So.
I can't take it off speakerphone. I'm sorry.
Okay. Students were thrilled to be there, fired up. Obviously, we'll get into some of the other college stuff, but we just can't ignore what happened in Minneapolis this weekend. And that's beyond football. That's got to be great for the university.
Oh, absolutely. in conversations with the Twins president, Dave St. Peter, he said it's more extraordinary than anything he's ever seen. Dave is who had the idea. He wanted, for the first time in U.S. history, to have a Division I football game at a professional baseball park, and the results were better than he or we could have ever expected in terms of the response of the fans, the behavior, the energy and enthusiasm, and the economic impact on downtown Minneapolis was no small thing. Before we even left, local merchants and the Twins were already talking about when can we schedule this for sometime in the future.
Well, that's really something when you think about the Vikings and the Twins and all of the different professional sports teams. When you invade downtown Minneapolis with 34,000 Bison fans, I guess it's they know that's new money and unique, and that's just that's really unbelievable when it gets right down to it.
It really was, and the fans just had an absolutely fantastic time, and just were enjoying the environment. They enjoyed the game day environment. You'd have to be dead in a coffin not to have enjoyed the energy there. And even the Butler fans were amazed by the enthusiasm and response of our fans there.
Dean, what's that do? Minnesota's a big draw for students into our university system, and how does that help going forward and being able to take events like that into the heart of Minneapolis and for everybody across Minnesota to hopefully experience it?
Well, great question, Ron, because I think that's perhaps the most important feature of the day. Minnesotans reestablished a relationship with North Dakota State University as a result of this. They see us in many ways as being part of their state. The enthusiasm, the energy, the sense of family, all are very important features in attracting students to North Dakota in general, but specifically North Dakota State University. They don't have that, oddly enough, they don't have that relationship with the Gophers in the same way. They see us as being a very different school and in a very positive way.
Dean, been a lot of news about college enrollments and the decline that we're seeing. Is that a national trend? I know at NDSU you had peaked about 2 or 3 years ago, and you've slid back a little bit, and this year again you were probably a little less than flat. What's the outlook going forward, and is this a trend everywhere?
Yeah, there are two things that I'd want to say. Nationally, we're seeing this across the nation. I've been in higher education for over 35 years. I've never heard of colleges closing, and in the last year or two, at least a half dozen colleges have closed because of enrollment declines. I think there's a couple different things going on there. There's a media narrative suggesting that college isn't worth it and that college is too expensive. And then we also have an economic situation where there's virtually no unemployment. So a young person coming out of high school can very easily find a job and can very easily find a job that they feel pays well. I'm concerned later in life that job may not have the same benefits that it does to an 18 or 19 year old, and that's a difficult time then to go back to college. But if you put all those pieces together, I think it's extraordinary, frankly, that we were able to hold our enrollment even. Our freshman class did not decline, as we saw happening at virtually every other regional institution. So in an odd way, that was quite a victory. Why we look like NDSU's declined is that we've actually elevated our enrollment and graduation rate very substantially, well over 10% over the last few years. So we're getting students educated and graduated faster than any other school in the state of North Dakota, and that's critically important to our state. Obviously, we have 20,000 vacant jobs just in North Dakota. And so NDSU being the largest school in terms of full-time enrollments and being the school that's getting those kids out into the workforce, that's a very important contribution to our state.
Dean, we're very glad to see you. I know you travel the state in the summer, and you get out across western North Dakota, and you and I have discussed you know, the growing class sizes in West and the opportunity to inspire these kids to attend North Dakota colleges and find careers in North Dakota. And just talking with Mike LeBeau, the president of Sanford Bismarck, and virtually every business sector, we need more people, and the ability to recruit people from out of state is getting more and more challenging. So we really have to seize the opportunity and inspire these kids coming through our North Dakota education system. What's your sense of the mood across North Dakota, and what are we going to do to inspire these young people?
You know, it was interesting traveling the state for several weeks this summer. There is an enthusiasm for higher education that I think sometimes we forget in North Dakota. It's part of the reasons why we have 11 campuses dispersed across the state, even though we're a relatively low population state. But what the difference I heard from people was they appreciate that NDSU has a presence in every county of North Dakota. It's a boots on the ground, how do we serve you attitude that I think many people apparently and fairly consistently find is very refreshing, that they aren't out there to serve us, we're out there to serve them. And they recognize that, they appreciate that, and they appreciate the national visibility and recognition that NDSU is bringing the state of North Dakota. And then, as you pointed out, that we're becoming one of the major features of drawing young people to our state from out of the state. And in the nationally competitive enrollment race that we're a part of, that's very, very important. As you know, we have at best a level, if not declining, college-age population in our state. So if we want to have any chance of meeting workforce demands, we're going to have to bring young people to North Dakota. But once we do, at NDSU, we know that the majority of our out-of-state students do end up staying after graduation, taking their first job and becoming taxpayers. So it's an important role for NDSU to continue creating and contributing to North Dakota.
Dean, what's through the higher education system, do degrees and things trend that attract more students, or is it just a constant presence of NDSU and marketing the overall structure that's going to get kids to continue enrolling?
Oh, great question. You know, I think there's a perception that most colleges and universities just keep doing the same thing over and over, and maybe perhaps for some that's true, but at NDSU, we're constantly changing to meet workforce demands and student interests. Just since 2018, we've introduced 16 new majors, things like entrepreneurship, health services, which is health administration, digital marketing, business analytics. You know, I could go down the list, but what we try to do is develop the academic programs that feed workforce needs and meet student interest. And when we do that successfully, I think that's a big part of why we're able to maintain enrollments when a lot of the institutions in our region are seeing fairly substantial declines in enrollment.
Dina, how about the folks that work for NDSU and in retaining the professors and those things? And what kind of challenges do you face there?
Well, obviously, like every state agency in North Dakota, these last few years were very hard on our ability to keep our faculty and staff members where they need to be. We lost over 160 faculty and staff. That means larger classes. That means more demands on faculty, which distracts them from being able to do their research. It means less attention to individual students than we'd like to provide them. Those were all things that we had been trending upward.
Dean, we're going to come back after these short messages, and we're going to find out about the big game this weekend and get your prediction and wrap up what we're discussing. So we'll be back with what's on your mind after these messages.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsyourmindradio.com, or text at 701-226-8503. More What's in Your Mind is on the way.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Start, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Traverse County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Hague, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By Schwann, BuickGMC.com. The 2020 HDs are in. The great tailgate you see in the 2019 GMC Sierra pickups, you can now get in a heavy duty. It's heavy duty, Ron, by the way, not high definition. I know some people get confused on that point. HD pickups. Check out yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Maybe I'm just making AOC jokes before they even get written. 10 before the hour, it's What's Your Mind, and Ron Ness is in for Scott Hennon today.
Well, thanks again, Todd. We're continuing our discussion with NDSU President Dean Brashani, and we're in the last few minutes of the last segment of the day, so we're gonna talk a little bit of football, Dean.
Got a
text question in from a listener. Says, please ask the NDSU President why they don't move up to the Big 12 or some other next level. The competition at this level seems to be losing interest for all of us. So What's your answer to that?
Well, a couple things. It's a natural question to ask. The problem is the size of our state and the financial implications. If you look at the Big 12, Big 10, the smallest athletic department budget in those two leagues is $69 million. Our budget is about $25 million. So for us to move up to a Power 5 type league that would be competitive for us has a substantial financial implication. If we moved up to FBS but didn't get into a Power 5 league, frankly, we'd spend more money, but I'm not sure we would see a particularly higher level of competition. So it really, the crux becomes that we live in a small state with a small TV audience and a small stadium, and you just can't make the math work out. That said, we're sold out every game, every seat, all season long. We had almost 35,000 people in Minneapolis. So our fan base would appear to be still pretty excited and satisfied with what they're seeing, even if we've become more dominant than I think anyone ever would have anticipated.
Well, and I think the other answer to that question is sometimes you have to appreciate success while you have it and enjoy it. Yeah, because it's not something to take for granted. You know what it takes to continue to have a team like that and put that kind of presence on the table for all of the great fans. So it's good for everybody. I got another
absolutely. Ever since the first national championship, every year the statistics start stacking up more and more against us repeating that level of performance. So this isn't going to last forever. And we also have an overall athletic program that is one of the winningest at the Division I level in the nation. Football gets the most attention, but we're doing pretty extraordinary things across the board in athletics, and maintaining that is a constant challenge.
I got another text question here that I'm going to answer for you. It says, can you ask Dean why NDCU enforces parking tickets for students on campus so hard? I've paid over a dozen tickets between my two kids over the years, and I would say, tell your kids to move their cars.
Sure, just follow the law. So, I think this is the same reason Minnesota charges so much for their speeding tickets compared to North Dakota. Here's the answer, don't speed.
Yeah. But there don't you go. Don't park your car there that long. So, Dean, tell us about this week. And I did have another question that came in earlier about, so what is the schedule for NDSU and UND football going forward? And I didn't get a chance to ask President Wynn, and maybe you can answer, what's the status of UND into the Missouri Valley Football Conference? And are they also going into the Summit League?
Sure.
Can you help us out with that?
Well, this is the second of an arrangement that was made quite a few years ago of two non-league conference games between the two. That was before there was any discussion of UND joining the Missouri Valley League. Since that agreement, they have joined the Missouri Valley League. As a matter of fact, I made the motion to accept them into the league, and that will start next year. So next year, NDSU and UND will play on an annual basis, home and away, starting with a home game at NDSU, and then obviously shifting to Grand Forks following and switching back and forth after that. They have already joined the Summit League, and so we're meeting them in every other sport that the two offer as part of the Summit League. So largely, we're already in the same league, and football officially will become part of the same league next fall.
So going forward, we're going to be expecting one of these games every year, right?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's fantastic. What's the big plan for the weekend? I imagine the tickets are pretty hard to come by.
Well, we're sold out, as I mentioned before, every game, every seat before the season even starts. So I don't know that I would say the tickets are any more or less hard to come by, perhaps unless you're a UND fan. But we're in a pretty unique situation. For every team playing us, it's their biggest game of the year. And so there aren't games that are a big game or a small game to us. We can't afford that emotional up and down for the team. The guys are very mature about that. The coaches are very mature about that. And so while I'm sure there are some fans that are very excited about this, this is just another game, and it's a game against a team that desperately wants to beat the national champions. And that's every game we play.
Well, here's a little news alert. The tickets for this one are extremely hard to get, let me tell you. So, Gene, we need a prediction. We're about to run out of time here. Give us a prediction for the big game on Saturday.
I suspect it will be a hard-fought game, but of course, as the president of NDSU, I'd like to think that we'll prevail at the end.
All right. I think that's Bison by 7, Pod. So, Dean, thanks for being our guest today, and we've had a lot of fantastic guests, and we appreciate them all joining us, and have a great week, everyone.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.